the voice of Daniel Ellsberg, greeting the residents of Peacetown, USA, otherwise known as Sebastopol, California. Some call Ellsberg, admiringly and a bit ironically, the most dangerous man in America. That connects to his role releasing the top-secret Pentagon Papers and likely hastening the end of the Vietnam War. A couple of hundred self-proclaimed peacemongers gather in the town plaza on a sunny Saturday to add Ellsberg's name to Sebastopol's Living Peace Wall, a granite monument dedicated to honoring those who have worked nonviolently for peace and justice. In addition to Ellsberg, this year's Peacetown inductees include United Farm Workers founder and women's rights advocate Dolores Huerta, Palestinian rights advocate Therese Mugannam, and Dance of Universal Peace leader Dr. Tui Wiljinski, the latter two Sonoma County residents. The idea for the Living Peace Wall originated with Michael Gelati, a resident of Sebastopol for nearly 45 years.
I was sitting in the plaza, and there is a little monument there that says it says peace in 30 different languages. I don't know if you're aware of that. So I was looking at that and thinking, well, that's cool. I wonder what I could do that might enhance that or complement that. So this idea of a wall where you could actually put people's names, just like you have at the Vietnam Memorial and some other places where they have for military purposes, how about a wall for peacemakers?
Gelati calls it a living monument because he didn't want it to be a static sculpture. Each year, a committee that includes a Vietnam veteran, a Quaker, and an ex-minister nominates honorees for the wall. Ellsberg was delighted to accept.
Well, there's quotes here by people who had great influence on me, Martin Luther King right here. I met followers of Gandhi and Americans who were living in that spirit, first in 1968, and began to read Martin Luther King. Barbara Deming was very good on nonviolence. I met young Americans who were on their way to prison for nonviolent resistance to the draft, just sending in their draft card or sitting in the doorways of draft boards.
The hour-long ceremony, attended by Sebastopol's mayor and several city council members, reaches its peak when 88-year-old Dolores Huerta addresses the crowd. Huerta, who has only recently been acknowledged as an equal partner with Cesar Chavez in founding the United Farm Workers, is greeted with incense, flowers, and selfie requests from a contingent of domestic workers representing the Grayton Day Labor Center.
Big elections coming up in 2018, and I'd like to say, you know what? We're going to build a wall, but it's going to be in the U.S. Congress, all right? It's going to be in the U.S. Congress, and it's going to be a progressive Congress, people, so that we can stop all of the nonsense that is happening in the White House. And I want you to shout it loud so that the alt-right, the neo-Nazis, the homophobes, the misogynists, and all of the haters, so they can hear us, all right? Okay, let's go. Who's got the power?
We have the power!
What kind of power?
Equal power!
That's activist Dolores Huerta, who was honored on Saturday in Sebastopol. I'm Delphine Vigil for KRCB's North Bay Report.